The Outlet.
The talk of Southland.
Welcome to The Outlet. I'm your host, Brent Harbour. In this podcast, I talk to Don McFarlane. Don is the organiser of the annual Stabycraft Tiano Manapouri Classic Fishing Competition. It's held Labour Weekend in Tiano and is one of New Zealand's major fishing comps. We talk about the history of the competition, why it's important to get the younger generation involved, and some of the fantastic prizes. Don, can you please give me a bit of the history of the Tiano Manapouri Fishing Classic?
Well, the Stabycraft Fishing Competition had its origins down in Bluff, but with the rising concerns about health and safety and the challenges of Faroe Strait, the competition shifted to Fiordland in 2008, and the Tiano Manapouri Fishing Classic was born. This was primarily facilitated by a close friendship between the Stabycraft founder, Paul Adams, and a member of our organising committee, and needless to say, that member is still on board today.
So how has tech changed with regards to fishing over the years? And can you tell me a bit about the Track My Fish app?
Yeah, well, primarily for our 15th year last year, we wanted to do something quite special, and our very good sponsors at Stabycraft offered us up an 1850 supercab, complete with the Yamaha outboard and a few Tura trailer. So we were mindful of the interest that such a prize was going to create and felt that we needed to have something that the fishers could use as catch and release. Our competition's always been based on condition factor, not size or weight, but we still encourage those that catch a really good condition fish to weigh it in. Yeah, but for those that simply needed to catch a fish to enter the competition, then we want them just to download the app, take a photo of the fish and then return it to the water. Because the criteria for actually going into the draw for the boat is that you just have to catch a fish and be an adult license holder. So the fact that you can now return the slabby or the small fish back to the water and still be in the draw, it is a positive move for a sustainable fishery.
Now, a big part of the Fishing Classic is encouraging kids to get involved. Can you please share some highlights from previous years and the importance of having a younger generation involved?
Well, early on in the competition, we sort of realised that we needed to provide something special for our junior anglers. And so with the assistance of our local fish and game officer and the support of McGregor Concrete, we established the Take a Kid Fishing Competition down at McGregor's Pond, which is on the banks of the Whitestone River. Every year the pond gets restocked just prior to Labour Weekend, then the kids go fishing and the remaining stock stays there for the rest of the year. It's great to see the smiles on kids' faces and things as they catch one of these wee salmon. They're a good nick, they're fit to put on the table. The other thing we do is for our junior angler, our teenage anglers, we put up a couple of fishing kayaks with them, and that's a pretty highly contested prize as well.
Yeah, I'm sure. Can you please tell me a bit about the prizes this year? There's some great stuff there, isn't there?
Oh, yeah, I mean, fantastic stuff. And once again, Stabycraft have come to the party with the 1850 Fisher. It's got a 90 horsepower Yamaha four-stroke motor, complete with trailer and VHF radio. And their local retailer has also stepped up with a Garmin chart plotter, fish finder, and a padded chili bin. So that'll bring the total value of the first prize up to over 100K. I had a quick tally up last night, and it suggests we're probably rapidly closing in on $1 million worth of sponsorship from Southland's iconic positive buoyancy boat builders, Stabycraft, over the last 16 years. However, the main prize is only part of the success that the Fishing Classic has, and the support of our local community continues to provide us with, well, phenomenal support really and sponsorship, to the extent that the total prize package will have prizes for the extra categories will bump the total package up by between another 40 and 50K. So the support from the community is just outstanding.
For those who might be considering getting involved for the first time, what would you say are some of the biggest reasons to do it, Don?
Well, the Tiano Manapouri area are great destinations for a holiday weekend, and the Labour Weekend signals sort of the start of the summer season for us, and the beginning of the season, fishing season for many. You can fish the lakes and the upper Waiau from a boat, or from the shoreline for that matter, and there are plenty of people around to help the kids at McGregor's Pond. However, I guess if you're an adult and catch a fish, then you might just be going home with $100,000 worth of brand new Staby.
Yeah, that's brilliant. Now, health and safety is really important, and you do need to register to help with that and also to win prizes. So where should people go, Don, to find out more info and sign up?
Well, the registrations are at the rugby club through till 2 p.m. on Saturday. So you've got to register before you go fishing. We are extremely conscious of the health and safety side of things, and we endeavour to provide everybody with the best information possible and updates on the weather and things like that. But I guess at the end of the day, the safety on such a vast area of Lakes Manapouri and Tiano is the responsibility of each individual and the skippers that have their boats out. But yeah, as long as you're registered by 2 p.m. on the Saturday of Labour Weekend, there's a chance of taking home that big prize.
Do you get a chance to get out and fish on the weekend, Don, or are you just working hard behind the scenes?
I wish, mate. Yeah, we do have an exclusion clause for committee members, unfortunately.
Oh, well, that's brilliant. Hey, listen, I want to thank you very much for what you and all the team do to put this together, and thank you so much for having a chat today.
No, my pleasure. We'll look forward to seeing everybody at Labour Weekend.
Download the Southland app from the App Store or Google Play.
Thanks for listening to this episode of The Outlet. The Outlet is produced and published by the Southland app and supported with funding from the New Zealand Public Interest Journalism Fund. The Outlet is available on the Outlet button of your Southland app and wherever you get your podcasts.